Blog Talk Radio.
When we first set out to make the skies bluer, some said, keep dreaming. So we did. And we continued to lower emissions on the road to zero. But hey, why stop there? Next, we took our dreams to the track in a hybrid, moving forward and upward. We're working on an EV that has wings. We've even reduced CO2 by growing algae to make fuel. And someday, we'll turn your old Honda into your brand new Honda. That's because we are a company of dreamers, setting out to be carbon neutral by 2050. So, no matter where we go, you better believe we're going to keep dreaming.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You are now tuned into News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, better known as the Queen of Justice.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Wait, I don't think y'all ready for this.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Hey everybody, this is your girl, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, and yes, I am the Queen of Justice.
No, 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 no more war.
Do you think the United States is wrong in their support to Israel by continuously supplying weapons? Who is the cause of this war? Why is this war happening? And who is to benefit from such a catastrophe, such a catastrophic event of thousands and thousands of lives being lost, including children, babies, and women, all civilians? Thousands dead, and the war continues with no shame, with no regard to human life. Wars and rumors of wars. The never-ending war on crime, from politics to drugs, gun violence to gun control, wrongful imprisonment to death by incarceration, human rights to human trafficking, to territorial turf. When will it end? Tonight is Sunday, November 19th, 2023. the third Sunday in the 11th month of the year. The end of the year is quickly approaching, but is the end of the Middle Eastern war quickly approaching? Is it approaching at all? Yesterday, Saturday, November 18th, 2023, marked the seventh week of this apartheid, this genocide, this slaughtering of innocent lives. The Middle East war intensifies. Tonight on News Forum, the Queen of Justice presents Speak Up, Speak Out Sunday. Can we change the world? Can we save the world? Is the Bible being fulfilled? Are government leaders, presidents, prime ministers, and the like pushing Satan's agenda? Also tonight on News Forum, two updates on two exonerees, Samuel Randolph, who was brutally beaten and paralyzed by COs while wrongfully incarcerated for 22 years. And Walter Agwad, who was accused of raping and murdering a four-year-old. And also tonight, two new wrongful conviction cases. We will also address the senseless gun violence across the nation, as well as other issues of injustice. And to my listeners, I also want to hear from you tonight. How can I hear from you? Well, if you tuned in tonight via cell phone or landline, press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, you must dial in at 516-453-9133 to talk live on the air with me. And don't forget, if you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, please do so. As a matter of fact, do so while we're on air tonight. Okay? How can you donate? Well, it's very easy if you have Cash App. The Cash App is $BAVoiceTour. That's $B as in boy, E as in Edward, A as in apple, B as in Victor, O as in Oscar, I as in ice, C as in Charlie, and E as in Edward, T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, U as in you, and R as in Robert. Be a voice tour, or you may donate via Venmo. The Venmo account is at Be a Voice. That's at BEAVOICE. And if for some reason you have trouble donating via Cash App, inbox me, Chinchilla Jonesia. Chinchilla is with one L. That is C-H-I-N-C-H-I-L-A. J-O-N-E-S-I-A, my first and last name, with a space in between. Inbox me on Facebook, or you may contact me Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. If you inbox me on Facebook, inbox me your Cash App, your Cash tag, and the amount you would like to donate. To Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition so that we may continue our advocacy work fighting for the wrongfully incarcerated. speaking truth to power and exposing injustices in America and beyond. And if you have a business, you can become a sponsor of Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. But for now, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl. We'll be right back after this. Help Be a Voice continue their advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice at 844-642-8378, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with the girl Chinchilla J now has over 24 million listeners. News Forum is a syndicated radio program which broadcasts every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To tune in and listen to News Forum, you must dial 516-453-9133. And if you would like to talk, comment, or vent, or ask a question to me or one of my guests, just press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. You may also tune into News Forum via the World Wide Web at www.blogtalkradio.com. News Forum with Chinchilla J. News Forum is a product of the ONE Dynasty and Ngozi Time Multimedia. WBNN, we are Beverly Nation. While we believe in freedom of speech and uncensorship, News Forum, however, ask you to please refrain from the use of profanity. And while our views may differ in opinion, we agree to disagree. And all opinions and viewpoints are welcomed and acknowledged. News Forum can also be a very controversial program most times, but it brings truth and exposure of injustices that black and brown people face every single day in this country we call the United States of America, which to me is totally divided, not united at all. And my views are not necessarily the views of WBNN. But again, all views, viewpoints, and opinions are welcome. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And again, invite someone to tune in tonight because it may just be what they need to hear.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The host, the anchor, the investigative reporter, none other than the Queen of Justice herself, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J.
The Drum Major Instinct.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up
sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Dr. Chinchilla J, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. You know, it's November 19th, everybody, and wow, this year is almost over. And as it was stated in the opening, that while this year is quickly approaching to an end, the war in the Middle East is not. It is escalating. It's intensifying, everybody. And the United States of America is still funding Israel with money and weapons to continuously slaughter the innocent. I don't know how you all feel about this tonight, but it is really turning my stomach because so many people are dying. And, you know, every week I talk about the men, the women that are dying because of what's going on. But the babies, the children, I talk about as well. And what really upsets me, I first of all, I don't like to see people die, okay? I don't like to see war because it's not right. But yet, the war is happening, and I live in the United States of America. I know we have listeners from all over the world, and I live in the USA, or as they say, the U.S. of A, United States of America. And we are the ones that are enabling this war to continue day after day, week after week. And now it's over a month. And it is sickening to me, everybody, because it's not right. And what has transpired this past week, I mean, if you people listening tonight, if you don't get it, I don't know what's wrong with you. If this country does not get it, what is wrong with the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden? What is wrong with others that are continuously saying, we stand with Israel, I stand with Israel? Well, listen, people. Why? Okay? If Israel, the government, now see, this is something that so many people don't get, okay? Okay, we know we have Israelis, we have Jewish people, the Jewish religion, Judaism, and all of that. Okay, that's fine. We're not against, I'm not against Judaism. I'm not against the Jews, I'm not against Israelis, but guess what? I am against the Israel government, the Israeli government, who is constantly bombing Gaza, okay? They're constantly bombing schools, churches, every area that civilians are in, and this past week, hospitals. And they've been bombing hospitals from the beginning, but this past week, oh my God, listen, people, babies, newborn babies have died, okay? This past week, the other day, there were 34 newborns that died in the hospitals there in Gaza.
Why? Because there's no power. There's nothing to keep these babies alive. Like these newborns, a lot of them were in intensive care. They needed incubators and things like that, oxygen, things to keep them alive, to help them survive. But yet, guess what? It didn't happen. And for me, it's just, it's heartbreaking. It's so very wrong, everybody, because these babies, they didn't even have a chance at survival, and they died because of, like, what's going on? Like, really, how can people be so insensitive? How can people hate so much that they don't care what happens to innocent babies and children? They're innocent. They have nothing whatsoever to do with this, what's going on between Israel and Palestine. These are innocent babies. And for them to disregard a baby, a newborn, what is wrong? Jeez, this is hate at the extreme. And it has to stop, everybody. It has to stop. And if we look at the numbers, the deaths in Gaza amongst the Palestinians far outweigh the deaths of the Israelis, okay, of the people in Israel. It far outweighs that. And as I always say, death is death. And anytime someone dies at the hands of another person, or at another government, another army, with all the bombings, it doesn't matter. Like, whether the Israelis are being bombed and wiped out, that's still a sad situation. I have nothing against Jewish people. I have nothing against the Palestinians, against Muslims, or anybody else. Because human life is human life, and it should be regarded as such. But yet, these inhumane conditions, it's wrong, people. It's wrong. And so some of you might say, oh, well, Dr. Chinchilla likes the Muslims, the Palestinians. And she's against the Jews, so she's anti-Semitic. Wrong. Okay? Listen, I love all people. All people are human beings. And every human being on this earth deserves a chance at life. Every human being on this earth deserves a chance at freedom. Every human being on this earth deserves a chance to have freedom of speech, as we say in the United States of America, okay, according to our Constitution, freedom of speech, okay, freedom of religion. And God gives us all a choice. God gives us the opportunity to choose what religion we want to partake in, how we live our lives. Everything that we do is by choice. So how can a man No, that's not even God, okay? That's not even God-fearing. How can any individual tell us that we cannot do this, we cannot do that, we can't worship Allah, we cannot worship Jesus, we cannot worship Buddha, we cannot worship whoever we choose to worship? It's not right. And it's sickening to me that there are people in this world that choose to be a dictator, that choose to have, like, control over a whole nation. And if the citizens of that nation does not do what they say, they can be beheaded, killed, you know, I want to say stoned, as they did in the biblical days, because this is like what people are, you know, it's like what they're doing. They can be shot by a firing squad and all of this other stuff. People, it's wrong. Missiles being dropped, bombs, everything else. It's wrong. God is a God of love. Where is the love? Where is it in the Middle East? Where is the love between Palestinians and Israelis? Where is the love, people? Okay? Have we forgotten love? I think so. I really do. Because all I see is hate exuberating from the Middle East. And now it has gone further than just Palestine and Israel, the Gaza Strip. It has branched out. And as I said weeks ago, that, hey, this could possibly become World War III. We have to look at what's going on, people. Is the Bible being fulfilled now? With, you know, the Bible says wars and rumors of wars. Yeah. Is it being fulfilled now? You know, and my question tonight to you all is, can we change the world? Can we save the world? And if so, how? If not, why? So that's my question to you all tonight. Can we save the world? Can we change the world with what's happening today? And some people, they, you know, don't want to even talk about what's going on. But listen, what is going on in the Middle East, I don't care what country you live in right now, guess what? It is affecting humanity, all of humanity, people. And if you cannot see that, something is wrong. And some of you might say, well, how is it affecting me? Well, guess what? It's affecting you because other countries are getting involved. And if all of the different countries, the countries with power, if they all get involved in this war, oh my goodness, people, you won't sit up and say, oh, well, how's it affecting me? Because you will see. And look, like I said, I live here in the U.S. of A. Okay? I don't want to see bombs dropping down in the United States. Okay? I don't want to see missiles launched to the United States. Okay? So you all need to wake up and you need to smell the coffee. Because, listen, it's not good. It's not good at all. October the 7th is when this all started. And yes, Hamas did what they did, but not to the magnitude of how everything was portrayed. But they did kill innocent people. They did kill people. People died. And I don't condone that because they were wrong. But while they were wrong, they had a reason to do what they did. Do I agree with that? I don't know. But they did have a reason because for years, decades, they've been trying to protect the Palestinians. And for years, Israel has been trying to take and control the land. So you have a group of people that are retaliating or trying to rightfully take back what belongs to them. And hey, people have to stand up. But did they do it the right way? Did they go about it the right way by killing innocent people? Because innocent people died. Yes, they did. But then there were military people that died. And according to reports and everything that I have, there were more governmental and I'm going to say army figure military people that died in Israel. But Israel then fought back. And the way they went about it was just horrendous, everybody. And why do I say that? It was horrendous because they gave no regard whatsoever for human life. They did not care who died in the process of them retaliating. So we have innocent women, innocent men, and innocent children and innocent babies that were slaughtered in the process. And this has been an ongoing thing ever since October 7th. And week after week, the death toll rises. And it is very heartbreaking, very saddening, very frustrating, because people are dying. And I can't stop it. I wish I could, but I can't. You cannot stop it. Some of you wish that you could, but you can't. But guess who can? The government, okay? The United States can stop it, but the United States refuses to do so. The Israeli government can stop it, but guess what? What's his name? Netanyahu? Whatever his name is, he refuses. He said he is not going to stop it. It's going to continue. He refuses to cease fire. And it's sad. It is very sad. And so while we are approaching the end of 2023, because it is nearing, the end is nearing, but yet this war, the end of this war is not nearing, everybody. And that is so very sad. And some other things this past week where some of the state representatives and senators around the country realized that the United States is wrong. Finally. Because before they all were, oh, we stand behind Israel. But now after seeing some of the footage that they did not view before, now they realize that, hey, whoa, we're supporting genocide. Some of them even admitted it now. But this is what we've been talking about all along, okay? But yet, Biden is still standing and supporting Israel. So I want you all to press one tonight. Tell me what you think. What are your thoughts tonight? You know, I need to know what you think about what's going on. You know my thoughts and my feelings about it. I want to know yours. And everybody wants to know your thoughts. And so many people have varied opinions, difference of opinions. And for those of you that are still standing with Israel, I want to know why. Why? Why? Really? Okay? And for those of you that think, oh, well, I better say I stand with Israel so that I won't be stigmatized or labeled as an anti-Semitic person. Okay? Listen, you need to do what is right. And if what is right is standing for a free Palestine, and if what is right is standing to support a ceasefire, then that's what you need to stand up for. What is right? Forget your friends and people that may say, hey, well, you're anti-Semitic. Forget them, okay? It's not about being anti-Semitic. It's about being for what is right and what is wrong, okay? And right now, what's going on is wrong. It's wrong, people. So we cannot, like, really choose a side. You know, I'm not choosing a side. I am choosing to stand for freedom, to stand for what's right, and to stand for a ceasefire, because I don't believe that this war should continue. It should end. It should have been ended long ago, people. And it's just sickening to me. And while we are here in America watching online, watching the world news and everything else, and TikToks and all kinds of stuff about the war, and we sit and we say, well, I don't know. What don't you know? Don't you see what's going on? We need to speak up and speak out. And the United States, I am so very disappointed in you, President Biden, and everyone that is standing with you to continuously fund this war, to fund this genocide against the Palestinians. And for people that want to know, I'm not Muslim, okay? I'm not Jewish, no, okay? To me, it's not about religion. It's not about nationality, race, or anything else. It's about taking a stand, people, for what is right, and standing up against what is wrong. So please get that through your heads, okay? Please, people. It has to stop. It definitely has to stop. Jeez. I'm going to ask my producer, our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting DJ legend, okay? The legendary Dr. Olasky, to give us a track, and I'll be right back.
Praising mama,
waving my bow, and applauding
Everybody, tune in now, 516-453-9133. That's the number to call tonight to talk live on here with my guest and me. Call in now. All right. Thank you so much for that track. Wow. Everybody, again, listen, we're talking tonight about the war in the Middle East. We're also talking about the wars that we face here in the United States of America every single day. Now, the wars that we face here in this country, looking at what's going on in the Middle East, geez, wow, can it compare? Like, within a month's time, people, there's about 15 to 20,000 lives that have been lost. Jeez, when you think about that, it's like mind-blowing. And it's so sad. And today is November 19th. And before I forget, today is November 19th. And 6 years ago, 2017, November 19th, my dad passed away. And, you know, I just want to take a moment to remember my dad. And my dad was a great man. I love him. I miss him. And he's celebrating, you know, for those of you that believe in, you know, the Lord and God and Jesus and, you know, and believe that when people die, they either go to heaven or they go to hell. You know, I do believe that there is a heaven, there is a hell. And while we are living here on earth, guess what? We can live a heavenly life or a hellish life. And when we die, we're going to either go to one of the other places, okay? And my dad, he was a good man. And I want to truly believe that he is in heaven. And while we all have family members, we've all lost a family member, you know, because death is inevitable. We all will leave here one day. And will we all go to heaven? Will we all go to hell? No. And sometimes we think that certain people won't make it to heaven and that some people will definitely go to hell. And but guess what? We really don't know because only God knows. And, you know, I want to think that my dad did make it to heaven because he was a good man. You know, and I do have family members that I know didn't make it to heaven because they were bad. And so I'm thinking that some of them definitely are in hell right now, tearing hell up. And it's a sad thing, but people die. And while people are dying because of natural causes, because of sicknesses, and then people are dying because of murders, because of suicide. And, you know, it's thing. These are things that happen, everybody, a part of life and choices that people make. But then in the Middle East, we have people there that are not even given a choice. They're just being wiped out. They're being slaughtered like animals, okay? And it's not okay. It's wrong. And it's sickening. And it has to stop. And my heart goes out to every person around this world that has a friend or a family member in Israel and in Palestine. Everyone that has lost someone because of this, I'm going to call it a senseless war, but then when we think about it, is it really a senseless war? Right now, on Israel's behalf, it is senseless because they're just killing to be killing. Should never take the life of another person. Some people say, well, it's necessary. Or, well, they have a reason. If it's not self-defense, people, there is no reason. Because you dislike someone, that's no reason. Because someone did something to you, if it was not an act on your behalf in self-defense, when they did it to you, then why in the world are you committing crimes? Because right now, these are crimes, everybody, that's being committed. Crimes being committed, people. And it's wrong. And it's so saddening to me. You know, yesterday, March the 7th week of genocide, of human beings being slaughtered, everybody. And again, I don't have any people in Israel or in Palestine, but my heart aches for everybody that has died, every family member that is grieving. My heart aches for them because they're grieving. And for the little newborn babies, mothers that gave birth to these kids, for their babies to only survive some a few hours, some 24 hours, some survive 48 hours and almost 3 days. And it's really, really heartbreaking, everybody. Because a mother, when they give birth to a child that they have carried for 9 months, for 10 months, because it's 40 weeks, you know, when they're carrying that child, they're nurturing their child, they're providing for their child, they're caring for their child, they're loving that child that they've never even seen yet. And looking with gratitude and excitement and everything to see that child come into the world, to give birth to that child, and then to, after a few hours or a day or two, to lose that child because of a war, because of another group of people that decides, hey, we're going to bomb this hospital. We're going to not have supplies go to these hospitals. We're going to cut their power off. We're going to do everything we can to make them suffer and to make them die. People, it's so wrong. It's so wrong. And every time I think about these little babies and seeing the pictures of these little newborns, it just makes me so sad on the inside. And I don't know if any of you listening tonight have seen those photos of the newborns. It's just sad. You know, I have 8 children. They were all newborns at one time. All of you listening, so many of you have children that were once newborns. Just imagine you having a baby, okay, in the middle of a war, and you're in the hospital. You give birth to your child, and then what happens? A bomb drops. a missile blows up the hospital, a part of the hospital, and supplies are not being provided. Medicines are not being given. The power is cut off. Water is not being given. It's craziness, people. And it just makes me so sad when I think about these children and the mothers of these children, these newborns that never had a chance at life. Oh, boy. All right, right now we're going to have a track. Our DJ legend, Dr. Oladele Emengozi, he's going to dedicate this next track to my dad. Thank you so much, Brother O. Dr. O, thank you.
Here's a song that I wrote about 3 weeks ago. Every once in a while I like to write something to my creator because I believe in him. We need you right now. There's no one else to turn to but you, yeah. You're the only answer to the situation. that man has gotten out of hand with his evil ways, yeah. Can't you see that he is destroying us?
Thank you so much, Dr. O, for that wonderful, wonderful track. And Dr. O dedicated that to my dad, who passed away November 19th, 2017. Today marks the 6th year of his plight to glory. Okay? That was a beautiful song. Donny Hathaway, everybody. Lord, I need you right now. What a beautiful song. And, you know, Dr. O, he plays some wonderful music. And, you know, I love Donny Hathaway. And, you know, I never knew that Donny Hathaway made so many different gospel songs. And, like, all of them are so amazing. And, hey, Dr. O brings it. Okay? Thank you so much for that, Dr. O. All right, we're going to take our caller, first caller of the night. And if those of you that are listening tonight via the World Wide Web and you want to talk tonight live on the air, dial 516-453-9133. Again, 516-453-9133. 9133 and press 1. All right? Caller 1, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hi, Dr. Chinchilla. I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I am fine. How are you? Is this narcissist?
Yes, it is. It is. First and foremost, I just like to send my sincerest apologies and condolences for the loss of your father, and especially on this being the day. So my heart is with you. I too share in that loss.
Sorry for your loss.
Oh, my son says he's sorry for your loss too.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been 15 years since my mother passed. She passed November 13th, 2008, and
wow.
I lost a son October 24th, 2013. And so it's trying, you know. It's definitely, grief changes you. What I have come to take from grief is grief. It's a form of resilience, Courtney. So for you to be on air on the death anniversary of your father, fighting the good fight and speaking out against those injustices that are truly atrocities, just goes to show, you know, what a blessing you are to humanity, and I'm thankful and grateful for you being here tonight with us. As I was listening, it really turned my stomach and almost made me sick inside. Well, it did make me sick inside. I followed the news and I saw the pictures of all the babies. I thought at last count it was 40, but even if it's one, that's one too many.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I was looking, you know, at, you know, the babies and the lives lost and the hurting mothers and the people fleeing from, you know, from the war and from the bombs and, you know, from being killed in murder storyline. You know, like we live in the place of our captive because this is what was done to us, you know. So it's really not that different, and it's not that far-fetched to believe that where we so happen to live are capable of such inhumane things. This has been their storyline from start to finish. And when you think about, you know, cultures and history and how you can put, you know, every race, every nationality, you know, we have dynasties of kings and rulers in our history. We're creators, we're inventors, we're leaders. And then you have the Native Americans who were brilliant and they, you know, knew how to replenish the land and how to live off the land. And you have all of these races and cultures that have known to give to the world. But what do we know about where we live other than them taking? You know? So it's really...
Wow.
It's really not that far-fetched. You know, think about all of the women that gave birth to their sons, all the black women and mothers who loved their sons and their daughters and raised them and tried to bring them up as best as they could in the hardships and all the disadvantages that we have as black people. And to wake up one day and say, your son's been arrested or your daughter's been arrested, crime. But that thought and that feeling when when they're totally innocent, but the only thing that ties them to whatever they're accused of is the color of their skin. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, how different is the war and the disaster that we're watching unfold? It's almost like we're watching our story live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and it is. It's hard to watch, and it's tough to watch. And at some point, we have to say, enough is enough. And what are we going to do about it? And the only thing that we can do is unite together, speak out against these injustices. We really, really, you know, have to get involved in our communities and other communities. I really hate that I live so far away, but whatever I can do to help with this fight and to bring light, because we can't keep fighting silent battles. You know, I've known of any war to be won fighting in silence. And we have to stop covering it up and turning blind eye to it, because those people, you know, just like the people over there in Israel, they're waiting, you know, they're waiting for us to say, enough is enough.
Yeah.
And God is, you know, why can't we overthrow these judicial systems that have never been just, that have been founded on bigotry and hate and lies and corruption? We still operate under the same laws that were established when we were slaves. The same people that are in office and in these positions of high power are still tied to racism and hatred and killing of a people because of their race. And why are we allowing it? You know, at some point we have to stop and say, this is more important than a 9-to-5. I have three black sons. You know what I mean? I have three. I didn't have any daughters. I had all boys.
Wow.
And at some point, they're going to have to get out in the world and make their own way. And I don't know that I could function with getting a phone call and saying, your son's been arrested for murder or for rape or for robbery, and they're going away. I would bomb this place. You know what I mean? And not to be on the side of violence, but sometimes you have to be willing to die for what we believe in.
Yeah.
And that in itself is really what the race is about. You know? So I thank you for sharing, and I want to make sure that, you know, that we end this conversation and this night, you know, with the other callers being uplifted in spirit, because you're right. Nothing resembles love that's going on, and the only way that you defeat darkness is with light and with love. So we have to keep our strength. We have to stay resilient. We have to send, you know, the people that we love our prayers and our positive energy, and let them know that God sees everything. There is no sin. There's no wrongdoing. There is nothing that will go unpunished. And I truly believe that this is a year, this is a season that a lot of those men will be coming home, those women will be coming home. You know,
yeah.
I pray for Ali every day and try to keep his mom, you know, sane and safe and keep him out of trouble, because it's a nightmare in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're dying every day in there, our own, being stalked out, you know, being treated like dogs, being made to sleep in kennels, and eating garbage, food that's not, come on now. At least if they're going to be incarcerated, they deserve decent food.
Yes, yes.
You know, some of this stuff, absolutely we can change.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I'm with it. We had talked before starting a chapter here, and I'm really for it. You know, I'm trying to put together, I want to get together a hip-hop tour on mass incarceration. We've got enough rap artists and celebrities that have been, you know, tied down in the prison system for them to have an opinion and have something to say about it. And we, we need big voices for this big fight, you know.
Yes.
A way to spread awareness, a way to bring light, a way to raise money, because at the end of the day, you know, it's all about the money. Money is the power in this place, in this capitalistic economy. Money is power. And if we get enough of it, you know, collectively, we can really do some good damage.
Yeah, yeah, definitely so. Definitely. And I thank you so much, Narcissa, for, you know, your support and always listening and tuning in. And thank you for your comments tonight. I really appreciate all that you said tonight. And we're definitely going to continue this fight, you know, for justice, you know, around the world. But right here in the United States of America, yes, we are actively, relentlessly fighting for the wrongfully incarcerated. And we're going to continue this fight. And I definitely appreciate you and all that you do. And, hey, everybody, free Ali Shabazz, you know. And, again, you know, he's in Georgia. And what it's been now, 22 years, Narcissa?
He lost his mom.
Yeah. And
mom,
his grandma.
Dad.
Yeah. And his dad. So,
yeah.
All while he was in prison, everybody, he lost his mom, his grandmom, and his dad. And, you know, and this is what happens to so many wrongfully incarcerated people. They lose loved ones while behind bars wrongfully for crimes they did not commit. So my heart definitely goes out to Ali, and I will continuously pray for him and all that. And, again, thank you so much, Narcissa. And we'll get together and chat this week. And you're in Texas, right? I'm in Pennsylvania, but hey.
I'm in Arizona. Yeah.
Oh, Arizona. Yeah. Why am I thinking Texas? Okay. Arizona. Okay. Yeah. Arizona. So we'll talk this week and, you know, put some things in motion for what we were talking about a few weeks ago and get some of that stuff, you know, in motion. So thank you so much again for your support, Narcissa. All right, we're going to take another caller, everybody. Caller, you're live on the Edward News Forum. How are you tonight, and welcome. Caller, you're live on the air.
Which caller? Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Oh, hey, how's it going? I just wanted to say, I heard what you were saying earlier about the 9-to-5. And it's true that most of us end up working jobs that we don't believe in. But, you know, I really appreciate your work. And, you know, we need to actually fund the people that are actually doing the work out here. And there's a lot of people that are ahead of the curve. You hear on this program that a lot of people say, this is the first program that really picked up my issue, things like that. And, you know, it takes time for a lot of the mainstream to catch up. So if you're having a holiday, you know, thing going on this this season, right, we're about to head into the holiday season, you definitely should book, you know, Mike Test Entertainment. Not only are they, you know, I know a lot of the wrongfully incarcerated are, you know, having difficulty finding normal employment because often they haven't been exonerated or some other, you know, silly issues. So you could really help them out right now by supporting this program. And, you know, we'd appreciate your work and keep it up, you know.
Wow, thank you so much. Now, is this DJ Elf 7?
It sure is.
How are you?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right.
I'm glad
I recognize
have
your voice. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. And, you know, you're always just so wonderful. And I appreciate the work that you're doing, your activism that you're doing. Everybody, DJ Elf 7, he's an Asian American, okay, Korean. And, you know, he actively fights for justice as well. And I definitely appreciate what you do. And, you know, we definitely have to do something really big. The beginning of the new year, we have to really, really up the ante on what we're doing across the country.
I might talk to some people about doing something for Martin Luther King Day and doing something for Earth Day. So we're definitely going to work something. We're definitely going to plan something. Yeah, we're already in the works of setting things up.
Okay, awesome, awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
Because this fight is, you know, it's a long fight, and but we're in it to the end and in it to win it and to free as many wrongfully incarcerated people as possible and to, you know, to fight against gentrification and homelessness and all that, you know, that you stand for. You know, that homelessness, that's another thing. That's a war that we face every day. In this country, there's so many people that are homeless, and with a nation that's supposed to be so great as America, with people, you know, risking their lives, swimming and going through deserts and everything else to get to this country, and yet we have homelessness? That's just insanity. So thank you so much for what you do there in New York and around this country, DJ Elf 7. All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hello there. This is,
hi. Hey, Gianna.
Hi. I just wanted to say...
Hold on. That line is pretty bad right now. So, Gianna, try to call back in. We'll get you back on. And, you know, of course, I got to come on and say something, Dr. Che.
Okay.
On this night that our wonderful doctor's father, thank God for doctor's father, who made love to her mother to bring her into the world. Imagine that over 60 years ago. Without that momentous occasion, wouldn't have this type of freedom fighter for the world and on its stage. Through Blog Talk Radio, sometimes, you know, of course, I always tell Blog Talk, sometimes you always full of your stuff. I'm so glad that we are able to come on tonight through the vehicle of Blog Talk Radio to talk about this injustice. The young lady that called in, called number one, Dr. J, really touched my heart because she brought up the isolation and the diaspora of Africans in America because we see the injustice around the world and how you have projected it tonight. We see it on a constant basis through generations.
Yeah.
No one ever talks about the plight of Africans in America. Africans were brought, you know, through the middle passage to this, you know, good-for-nothing, God-forsaken country that enslaved us for more than 200 years. And it never gave quarrel about it. And we are the best judges. You know, we have an optical nerve to understand the world's plight. But I'm gonna make the language clear tonight. I'll make the language real clear tonight. The injustice of black people in this country is egregious and appalling. yes, some of us have gained affluency and stand back and do nothing. We have great educated people that are, you know, quietly going home, maybe listening to this show tonight, and if you are, I'm talking to you. They'll drink their tea and say, well, that has no concern of mine. But we got our own mm-hmm. black people in this country, Dr. J, that won't even stand up for the plight of us at home. The police brutality, the wrongful, you know, injustice system that is put forth in America through the advent of internet radio. Imagine all of the shows, not only Blog Talk, but, you know, Intune, you know, Spreaker, you know, LinkedIn. There's a lot of shows that give the message the correct way. Shout out to the Crew Podcast and Angela Thomas Smith, what she does, you know, being, you know, born and bred here as a seed at Beverly Nation and mm-hmm. growing her tree there.
Yeah.
We must, as broadcasters, as alternative radio broadcasters, shout out to Huni Bakatun, who's a great champion and the greatest champion of all.
Yeah.
She's almost there, Dr. J. The great Sister Bessie the Truther, that since 2018 has been saying the things you've been saying before you came here and still saying it, justice for all. And, of course,
yeah,
what our good doctor does every single week. She bears her, not only her soul, but gives you her heart on her clean sleeve for the world to bear. It's very, very important. This is not in ghosty time. It's just my editorial commentary. And sometimes, you know, this show stepped on both toes tonight. Another thing, too, that the caller really, I appreciate her stepping on my toe, my right toe. This radio network, the Story Network, was founded on the day my mother died. Understand that. February 4, 2003, Deborah Ngozi died, passed on and transferred.
Yeah.
However you want to say it,
yeah.
She left this realm.
Yes.
10 years I had to deal with that. And then I was so glad and so honored in my own spirit to be able to bring you a network. And on February 4th, 2013, 10 years after her passing, the 4th of February this year, coming in 24, will be 21 years my mom has been gone, and 11 years of this outstanding network. Please support Dr. Chinchilla J and what she does with Mike Test TV and Right the Wrong Coalition. All the people in the sound of my voice should be able to give to this woman because she is a mastermind. She doesn't do it for vainglory. She does it to help people. Donate to Right the Wrong Coalition. And, of course, you know, I ain't got to go there presenting it because at the end of the show, you have the opportunity to hear every week you hear how to donate. Do it before it's too late. Do it before she's not able to even do this anymore. Do it before we lose internet radio. I never forget a certain host, well, I won't say his name, because it's not prudent and not possible. But Dr. J knows who I'm talking about. He talks about there might be a day where internet radio might cease, where we might lose it all mm-hmm. because of, you know, martial law, technical situations.
Mm-hmm.
Count it all joy that we're able to do this type of radio network. Count it all joy. Count it all joy because we might lose it. You might just lose it. Don't take Beverly Nation for granted. And now back to the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Thank you so much for those remarks and comments, Dr. O. Thank you. Wow. And Tiana, hey, call back in and press one, Tiana, because I definitely want to hear what you have to say. Wow. And, you know, everybody, hey, this is definitely a trying time.
And I know for a lot of people, this upcoming week, we're embarking on what a lot of you will be celebrating as Thanksgiving, okay? I believe that's this week, right? Yeah, it's this week. And I don't really celebrate it because it's a pagan holiday. It's, you know, I call it the, kill the Indians and take their land day or something, you know, because that's what really happened. And that's not a day to be celebrating and being thankful on that day that they call Thanksgiving. Every day should be a day of Thanksgiving for us. We should be thankful for our family, for our friends, and for other loved ones, thankful for what we have on a daily basis, and not just dedicate a day, which is, I think, always the fourth Thursday in November, to call it Thanksgiving. Okay, people, wake up, please. Okay. So don't go out and spend an arm and a leg to have a big feast. You can have Thanksgiving any day, not on that day, okay, because that day was not a good day, okay, because of what it portrays. And we need to wake up and stop celebrating Thanksgiving and not feel bad about it because it's not a day for us, okay, at all. And we have to get out of that, okay? We definitely have to get out of that. Jeez, but it's coming up. And then next month, of course, Christmas is coming up, y'all. And, you know, that's a whole nother story in itself. And we definitely want to make sure that we are having our minds sound and realize what we're doing every day as far as choices that we're making. And it's crazy, everybody, but hey, we have to really, really look in the mirror and take a good look at yourself and try to see the areas that you need to improve yourself. And we all need improvement. We all do. And some people don't think they need to improve in any way. But guess what? You need to improve yourself, people. Okay? And not constantly tell other people they need to improve themselves. You need to improve yourself. Okay? And, hey, I need to improve myself in areas. We all do. And some people just don't want to acknowledge that they need to improve themselves, okay? So that's crazy. Improve yourself, okay? And, you know, hey, it's crazy. But right now, I'm going to bring on Samuel. Samuel Randolph, he was featured here on News Forum a few times. Samuel was brutally beaten by COs in prison, serving a wrongful conviction sentence, everybody, okay? And during that wrongful conviction sentence, the COs brutally beat him to the point of paralysis. He walked into prison a healthy man. He came out of prison after being exonerated. Guess what? He was not able to walk out. He was rolled out on a gurney. And this story is just so horrible, everybody. So we're going to bring on Samuel now, and he's going to give us an update on his case. Samuel, how are you this evening? And thank you so much for calling in tonight to share with us your updates.
Well, of course, now we're getting down to nitty-gritty as well, getting down to that, you know, bewitching hour. So what number is Samuel on, Dr. J?
Samuel is on 5433.
There you go. Here he is.
All right. Hey, Sam. Samuel?
All right.
Okay.
Back on ice. All right.
Okay.
Now, the other number there, you said that 9541?
Yes, 9541, everybody. So 9541, that is Pastor Dr. Francetta Mays, the president of the NAACP there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And my dear friend and sister, how are you, Pastor Francetta?
Hey, Dr. Mays.
Hey, Dr. Mays.
Now, there you go. Finally, I'm really, truly Dr. O now. I had to come on and say that to you. So congratulations to you and everything you've done. And
Doc,
now you really
up.
Can call me Doc.
I've spoken into existence. Look, you
That's
look,
right.
look at what God will do.
Yes,
what
indeed. Yes, he will.
I love it.
All right.
No,
yes.
I'm good, sis. We are making progress here in Tulsa, Oklahoma with the NAACP. I just give God the glory because you know about the fight and the battles that we've been having, but we've been working along with the NAACP on the prison program here that we'll tell you more
yes.
about after we get it launched. But my God, everything that you guys are talking about is exciting because I'm starting to see that people are really getting it, that we hear you. You know, we hear you. We are here, boots on the ground. We're excited.
Yes.
We've been laboring. We've been on the front lines. And the thing about it right now, everyone has to understand that each person has got to take this voting thing seriously, because the fact of the matter is that we have people that we've allowed, like the young lady said earlier, to stay in office year after year because we felt like we're not going to vote. When you don't vote,
yeah.
you're voting for them. And
That's
I can't
right.
stress that enough. If you don't take interest in the vote, when I go and I go into these courtrooms and I go up to the Capitol building all the time, standing alone, and they don't see the voices behind me because there is no vote. There's not a vote. So we have to
yeah.
allow our voices to be heard collaboratively. And we have to, this is not easy, but it's not hard either. Like, we have to have leaders leading instead of leaders, quite frankly, being bought off. You know, let's call it what it is.
Right.
It's time to quit monetizing our community and pouring gasoline on the fires of things that don't exist, because the things that do exist, you're devaluing the power of the control that we're supposed to have in certain platforms because of that. And we have to stop majoring in minor stuff and get really, really focused on stuff like these death penalty moratoriums. We've got to get really, really serious on taking district attorneys governors out of the parole process. We've got, you
yes.
know, there are certain things, qualified immunity. These are things that will shut down a lot of the things that have been generationally going on, and at least let them know that our voices are heard. These are three things
yeah.
that we can focus on right now collectively in every state and get on board to do this. And that way we can start getting the media mm-hmm. attention. Mm-hmm. We can start getting the things that we need to move forward. I'm not saying Democrat, Republican, because this is right and wrong. It's not
That's
black
right.
and white. This is right,
right.
and wrong. And we've been mm-hmm. wrong for so long that now it's time for those that have been sitting back and wishing and hoping that someone will listen to start speaking up and stepping up to the front line and stop depending on the government to do something about your loved ones, because they treat your loved ones like dogs. And,
yeah.
and we can't walk away from that. I'm in the prisons. I see it. So we have to strike the conscience of the people, and we have
yes.
to vote. So
yes.
thank you, sis. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. And in the beginning now, Pastor, just briefly, I just want to get your input on your thoughts of, you know, of the war in Israel, between Israel and Palestine or Gaza, you know, the war in Gaza. I guess I'll call it that. With what's happening now with all of these infants the past week, newborn babies have been dying because of lack of power in the hospitals there.
You know, one thing that I understand in the spiritual realm, and I have to put it this, because if this is bigger than us, you know, it's God,
yeah.
God's hand has got to be on this. And we have to understand that there are certain things that have been allowed to happen, and the media has only given us pieces. We don't know what's covered up. We don't know what money's behind the scenes. We don't know what oil is hidden or what material. We don't know what this fight is truly about. We just understand that it's written, right? And so the things that I feel about babies dying and things like this is that is written as well. I don't know what the outcome is because I don't have enough information to know. What I've seen just dealing in government arenas just on this level, on the local level, is there's so much corruption that goes on and people manipulate things and they don't care. They don't care about toe tags, you know. They just care about accomplishing their goal. And so we're like in this place that unless people start opening their eyes up and see that this is not the Wizard of Oz, this is real life. And behind the curtain is a man, you know what I mean, that is running too much stuff, that has too much power. And you have to find out where that man is at because it's going to be different entities of our government. It's going to be different entities of our prison system. It's going to be different entities. So it takes everybody to get involved in order to start calling these things, these injustices out, going in courtrooms and sitting so that before it is injustice done in a courtroom, you can be a court watcher. You know, these are things that we don't get to retire and complain about what's going on in the community at the same time when we're not contributing at all to anything that's going to allow us to correct the behavior or correct the patterns, because we know the government, the DAs, and these departments have crooked people in them. So it's a matter of shining a light on that, not be fearful about it. You know, here we are at the end of the day having to fight for our lives with our eyes wide open, and it's been that way. But we're constantly given sound bites about what should happen. I don't know. I'm on the front lines, you guys, and when I get out there, I don't see very many people out there. So when I hear a bunch of people doing a bunch of talking, I'm just kind of like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. But, you know, someone said earlier about supporting Dr. Chinchilla, you fight for so many people. It's necessary that we gird up and we strive to. I don't have, as I said, I own my own business, but I don't even have a job. So right now I'm still trying to get my business off the ground, but I've already made a commitment that once we start hitting, you know, where we're doing okay, I'm blessing the station. I have to, you know, because of you. You know, you really support me in so many ways, and people do not understand the type of prayer warrior you are. And so everything that you do is anointed. It's assigned, and it's for other people. You could be spending your time doing anything else, but you spend your time investigating to fight for people, and there is value in that. And, you know, I'm just saying to the people listening, know her value and add tax to that because that's what she's worth.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
outstanding results tonight. And of course, what more can I say? I'm not going to take long because we got to get right back to Dr. J because we get off at 11:30. And of course, tomorrow night we come back on this outstanding WBNN, Beverly Nation, with the great Genesis and Morris Kent, Class of 2021, and of course, Gems, right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And of course, Beverly Nation and of course, the wonderful people that support us. We have advertising through Egosi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. Ola Dunham and Lane Egosi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ole De Leda and Egosi with Mayans, gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dunham and Lane Egosi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio, support us on a constant basis. Now back to our fifth reigning commissioner of this outstanding story, and of course, in Excelsior, 2021. WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, and most importantly, the 2022 overall Host of the Year with the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. O. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And, wow, next Sunday, we're going to have Samuel on next Sunday. He was on listening tonight, and, you know, we start talking about the Middle East and other things. And, Samuel, I definitely appreciate you tuning in and everything. And right now, Samuel is in California, everybody, but next week he's going to tell us all about his journey and what's going on now. And keep in mind, Samuel walked into prison a healthy man, but was rolled out on a gurney. Okay, so we're going to talk about that next Sunday, and next Sunday we will have a couple more updates and all that stuff, and we'll get to the other new wrongful convictions as well. Pray, everybody, without ceasing. Please pray for the newborn babies that are coming into this wicked world, and I'm calling it a wicked world because it is a wicked world. So pray for those babies and pray that they will survive. We don't need to continue to see every day babies that are dying in the hospital there in Gaza. We don't need to see that because it's wrong, okay? Babies have enough on their plate when they come into this world for survival in the first place, okay? But to be wiped out in a war? Come on, people, wake up, okay? It's wrong. It's wrong. If you need to reach me during the week, 844-642-8378, extension 888 is the number to call. Again, 844-642-8378. All right, I'm Dr. Chinchilla J, everybody. And remember to always be a voice on purpose. And this Wednesday night, definitely tune in to Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls on the MIC Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page. Now, find out how you can be a guest on News Forum. Well, not a guest, because y'all can call that number. But find out how you can donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. Take a listen.
Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour, or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today. If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story, and you might just be News Forum's next special guest.